The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And again, welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Memorial Day weekend. We were talking to Tim in Columbus, and he was telling us about his uncle, if I remember correctly. Tim, again, welcome, and thank you for your patience. Please continue your story.
Thank you, Bob. I just was calling to honor my Uncle Ken. As I said, he was in the 10th Mountain Division during World War II, which was an elite. They were elite mountain troops, and they trained in Colorado. And they formed that, the 10th Mountain Division, to combat the Germans who were occupying the mountains in Italy, mm-hmm. where he was ultimately killed. Mm. And he worked in the coal mines. My family was from southeastern Pennsylvania, and they were coal miners. And he had 5 deferments. He didn't have to go to serve, but his older brother Ed and sister Mary were already in the military, in the Army, and his brothers were joining, so he felt compelled to join. And I think he was only in active service for about 4 months, 3 or 4 months before he was killed. He was killed near Castle Franco on April 19th, 1945, just about 2 weeks before the end of the war, before the Germans surrendered.
How old was he?
He was 21 years old when he was killed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And
it was really a real blow to my father. My father was 4 years younger than him and really looked up to him. Mm-hmm. And my father had joined the Merchant Marines at 16 because he wasn't old enough to join the military. And he had several brushes with death in the Merchant Marine during the war. But by the grace of God, he survived.
My dad was in the Merchant Marines on a hospital ship off the coast of California.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, Tim, I am so grateful for the sacrifice of your family. And we forget how young so many of these people were that gave their lives for our country in World War II, as well as Vietnam, Korea. The sacrifice of young people, 21. Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I have his picture. I have his picture up at my desk at work. And
do you really?
It's not been forgotten all these years. I've never met him because I wasn't born until 1958. But But I still honor his service to our country, and the service of all those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms, because, like you said, freedom isn't free.
No.
And it's been paid for by the blood of patriots like my uncle, who are willing to serve our country and make the ultimate sacrifice.
Tim, thank you for keeping his memory alive. Thank you. Joy and I were at a church in Florida back in February, and the visiting pastor asked the question. And I don't remember exactly how he worded it, but he said, how many of you met or remember your great-grandfather? And, Tim, there was just a handful that mm-hmm. had met their great-grandfather or great-grandmother. And his point was, life is so brief, and our memory is gone so quickly in a generation or two certainly in three generations, the most of the memories are gone. And his point was, we need to, you know, we need to make things count now while we're still alive and so forth. But,
sure.
You know, I am grateful that you're keeping your uncle's memory alive. That's wonderful. And I applaud you for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we, you know, we didn't do anything, you know, my brothers and sisters and I, you know, we didn't really do anything to deserve anything, but he, you know, like I said, he made the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Our uncles and aunts were in the military during World War II, and they had, you know, they had some pretty severe experiences there. My Uncle Ed was a prisoner of war in Germany. And
oh, my goodness.
He escaped and so forth. Yeah, he had quite a story.
Wow.
But,
we had
thank
to do.
You. I just want to thank you, Bob. Good.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to thank you and WRFD for just all your broadcasting. Just it's been such a blessing to me over the years. I think we really take it for granted here in Ohio, in Central Ohio, what kind of programming you guys offer. Mm-hmm. When I travel, I can't find anything even close to what WRFD offers in the way of you know, just ministering to me.
Thank you.
And I just want to thank you.
Thank you. I will make sure that we pass that along to the rest of the staff. That will encourage them as well. Thank you, Tim. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Have a happy and safe Memorial Day.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you. We do take for granted the quality program of this station, the finest preachers, the finest Bible teachers in the world are here daily on WRFD. So thank you. Boy, I've debated all day whether to get into this or not, but how can I not? The University of Louisville, in Kentucky, has released an explosive investigative report on masks. Now, I have said this over and over and over again. If you look deep enough, you can find scientific studies that tell us that masks have saved millions of lives. Nobody would die if we just all wore masks. And I've also said, if you look deep enough, you can find scientific studies that say they haven't done a thing. Well, here's one on that side. New findings reported this week in a University of Louisville study challenge what has been the prevailing belief that mask mandates are necessary to slow the spread of COVID-19. The study notes that, quote, 80% of U.S. states mandated masks during the COVID-19 pandemic, and while mandates induced greater mask compliance, in other words, the one thing they did accomplish was make everybody wear masks. They were successful in that. However, I'm quoting, they did not predict lower growth rates when community spread was low or high, among many other things in the study. Mask mandates and use are not associated with lower SARS-CoV-2 spread among U.S. states. Quote, our findings do not support the hypothesis that COVID-19 transmission rates decrease with greater public mask use. According to this study, they didn't do a thing. They followed CDC guidelines. They used CDC statistics. This was an in-depth study. And the conclusion from the University of Louisville is masks accomplished nothing but getting everybody to wear a mask. And ultimately, it just made people feel better. The only real positive effects were psychological, not medical. Now, let me quickly point out there are other studies that say the opposite. But this is a major study that makes it very clear the masks didn't work. They did come to some other conclusions, but I got to take a break. I'll share those with you when we come back. So, have we all been played? Have we all been manipulated? According to these reputable scientists, yep.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Let me just quickly say to Debbie in Glenford, Debbie was on hold. She wanted to honor a veteran. And Debbie, I'd love for you to call back. If you call back, I'll try to get you on the air as soon as possible. Or if you have a veteran to honor, please call quickly. Very quickly, back to this thing from the University of Louisville in Kentucky. This is one scientific report. I want to make that clear. There are scientific reports that say the opposite, but this is the latest. And their conclusion, the only thing masks accomplished was making people feel better. They didn't stop COVID. They didn't help COVID. They accomplished nothing. They did do some negative things. And I quote from the University of Louisville study. Here are some risks in wearing masks. Quote, prolonged mask use 4 hours per day or more promotes facial alkalinization, and inadvertently encourages dehydration, which in turn can enhance barrier breakdown and bacterial infection risk. British clinicians have reported masks to increase headaches, sweating, decrease cognitive precision, survey bias notwithstanding, these sequels are associated with medical errors. By obscuring nonverbal communication, masks interfere with social learning in children. Likewise, masks can distort verbal speech, remove visual cues to the detriment of individuals with hearing loss. Clear face shields improve visual integration, but there is a corresponding loss of sound quality. In summary, mask mandates and use were poor predictors of COVID-19 spread in the United States. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. According to the University of Louisville study, they didn't accomplish a thing. I don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you their conclusion. All right, quickly, let's go to Paul in Grove City. Hey, Paul, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Bob, my man. What's
happening,
man?
Hey, Paul. Yeah. I am well. I am well. Glad you called. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I know you're a big Prager fan, and have you ever heard of his program called the Fireplace Chat?
I have heard of it, but I have never listened to it.
Well, I would encourage anybody if they could. My brother put me on to it, because I'm not a Prager. I mean, I like him, but I didn't know much about him. But he did an interview with, I think his name is Rob McCoy, a pastor of one of the Calvary Chapel churches in California, Thousand Oaks.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, one of the churches, again, that was restricted to have somebody protest. He opposed the government's order anyway. With all that said, it just was a fact of how the church has caved, in his opinion, so easily. And I wrote something down about that. He thought his thoughts were about the pastor's caving is that they think that peace is the absence of conflict. That, you know, the fact of not saying anything about you know, the mask man about the church closing and all this.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. It was scary. I've heard you mention it too, how people had caved to this, Bob, so easily.
Yeah.
And especially the church. And it kind of goes right along with the line that if things did really go crazy here sometime down the road with things, I just kind of wonder if our church, you know, the church as a whole in the state of Ohio, thank goodness our governor wasn't like Newsom.
Yeah, right.
But it was just a powerful broadcast by him.
Well, it was, and all of this was a warning and a preparation for the future, because if our government continues to slide farther and farther to the left, conservative Bible believers are going to be continually more and more marginalized, and pastors, leaders of local churches are going to have to take a stand, Paul.
Stand.
We are going to have to take a stand.
Yep.
And you can't, you know, we think, well, you know, go along to get along, like on the issues of homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and so forth. If we just appease, then no, you can never appease the left enough. They are never, ever satisfied. So we need to draw a line in the sand and determine what we can and can't do, what we will and will not do, and absolutely be determined to stand for truth, no matter what the consequences. Our brothers and sisters in Christ have had to do that around the world. We here in America have not had to do that until now. But the time is coming, Paul. The time is coming. So before it comes, we need to decide what are the hills that we're willing to die on and make a determination now how we're going to respond, not wait until it comes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But anybody that's interested, it's number 288.
Okay.
On that fireplace chat with Prager.
Yeah, Prager does great stuff as long as he doesn't get into marriage and issues of grace, because he doesn't understand the New Testament at all. And I pray for him. But he is brilliant, and I'm glad he's on our side.
Exactly.
Hey, Paul, got to go. Have a great weekend.
Bye,
all right.
You say Bob.
All right. We won't be here live on Monday. Be back Tuesday. Have a great weekend. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.